You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 4. I read, "When he had come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, 'See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them.'" Now, if you look at verse 1 of this scripture, the Bible says, great multitude followed him. And immediately after saying that, he says, and behold, a leper. How did we transit from great multitude to a leper? You see, it does not matter the multitude of people that are following Jesus. I want to say something to you. Every one of us has direct access to Jesus. This man was not hindered by the multitude. He had a direct access to Jesus. He knew what to do. The multitude may just be following. And usually multitude does follow because they see multitude. So wherever you see a lot of people, you just go there and just believe naturally that that place must be good. If somebody tells you that there is a ministry in town and about 200,000 people go there every day, you will want to go there because something says to you, if 200,000 are going there, there must be something they have seen for going there. But that is contrary to what scripture actually teaches. The scripture says, do not follow the multitude to do wrong. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to life. Few are they that find it. He said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many are there. So multitude is not what matters in our walk with God. This man approached Jesus and said something. He says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you look at this statement, it's a statement of faith. It's a statement of knowledge. He had come to know Jesus sufficiently enough that he has the power to heal him. And the only thing left is that, is he willing to heal him? Can I say to you, Jesus, he has the power to heal you. And he also has the willingness to heal you. Whatever ailment you are suffering from, if you believe also with this man, if you are also true worshippers of Christ, the Bible says he came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If all that is remaining is the willingness of the Lord, you will be healed by the Lord of every ailment. In the name of Jesus. If you truly believe it, say to him also and say, Lord, I know without a doubt in my heart that you are able to heal me if you want to heal me. Did you know that's all that the man prayed? If you pray that way, do you think you'll be healed? You will think that for you to be healed, you have to quote many scripture and say, Lord, this spinal cord problem, I rebuke it. I meant it, I did this, I will do that. You think you need to quote all of those. But all that this man prayed is that, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And that was the end of his prayer. And he was healed. Can you see prayer? And he was healed. Now, because we are reading it, and Jesus was physically present, we see it as a conversation. But it is a prayer to the Lord. You also can pray that prayer today. Whatever that ailment is, mention it and say, Lord Jesus, this thing that has been troubling me, I believe now, if you are willing, you can make me clean. You can heal me of it. You can deliver me of it. That pain can cease today, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. For counseling, please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.